This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about the power of self-soothing, and we're going to be self-soothing our stress through the senses. Often I find that people do not know how to soothe themselves. And this goes way back when I was even working with women in eating disorders. People don't know how to self-soothe or take care of themselves or use self-care, however you would like to frame that. But especially during times of distress, we forget, even those of us who are practiced at taking care of ourselves, we can forget. We get that part of our brain is not quite online sometimes during these stressful situations. So learning how to relax and self-soothe will help us, especially if we can find a way to remember these things, because it's going to lower our blood pressure, reduce our heart rate, and stop the message to the lizard brain, the amygdala, that there's an emergency that needs to be tended to. This makes it easier for your whole brain to function, for you to think more clearly, and cope better in healthy ways. Self-soothing aims to bring little bits and pieces of peace and calm back into your life. For this, we want to look to our senses and use their awesomeness. Let's look first at using your sense of touch. Our often neglected sense of touch is our largest organ. Use it, your skin. Think of petting a soft animal. Touching something soft or smooth in your pocket, taking a hot or a cold shower or a bath. And remember that your preferences will be different than someone else's, so there's no judgment here. We are all going to find our way to this sense of touch on our own. But feeling the bubbly water while you're doing the dishes, doing some self-massage, and wearing clothing that suits your skin can be taking steps to using your sense of touch to make your day less stressful. It's helping you to have a good relationship with your environment. Use your sense of smell. Smell is our biggest trigger for memories, so this can be a delightful trip down memory lane. Using scented candles, either at home or the office if you can, notice the scent of your loved ones as you hug them. Keep fresh, fragrant flowers in your home or on your desk, and wear your favorite essential oil or perfume if that's your preference. Visit places that smell wonderful to you, such as restaurants or coffee shops or bakeries, or go outside and smell the world as it is in your location. There's a street here in Makawau Town over there, a little ways away from me, where you walk by one cookie shop and it's just this pleasant, beautiful smell of vanilla and sugar and spices, and it's just delightful. And then you walk a little further down and there's this coffee shop with these really fresh ground smells of coffee coming out of there. And it's just, it's a treat for the sense of smell. And it's delightful. So find what's in your area. What do things smell like? Not to mention that I am here on this beautiful island and the incredible flowers that are always blooming and just smell magnificent. I have there's a night blooming jasmine that I get to enjoy that is just so fragrant at night that you can hardly even believe that someone isn't out there spraying it. It's just amazing. See what's in your area and enjoy it. We can also go on and look at our sense of sight. And the things that we can see will have a powerful effect on us for good or for harm. So pay attention to what you are allowing into your sense of sight. Find images that you find soothing and visit them often. Use photographs or that are yours or cut out pictures from magazines and books to make a self-soothing collage of things that are beautiful to you. Or go to an environment that you find soothing and look at it. Look up into the night sky or the day sky. It's there and it's for your benefit to actually tilt your head back and look at it. Delight in photography books of your favorite subject. Create your own pictures or paintings. Gaze at photographs of loved ones that make you smile. Keep track of what you let in. Use your sense of sight to your benefit, because often we are letting things in that are not helpful with our sense of sight. You may want to pay attention to what you are scrolling through on social media, what kind of news programs you might be watching, and see if there are images that are causing you distress. And it's okay to let those go. You could use your sense of hearing. Certain sounds can be horribly annoying, but others are soothing. And it's all different for us, just like different tastes in music. So develop your taste. Determine what soothes and relaxes you, and then play it often. Listen to audiobooks and podcasts that help you to relax and to let go. Look for soothing voices and tempo. Listen to nature in your environment. Listening to water can just be so soothing. Visit places that call to your sense of hearing. And add a water feature to your home if you can, because to hear water is just so calming. Maybe you live where you have your own babbling brook. Or you could just turn on some white noise. This is very soothing to a lot of people. Back in the day, before we could do those things, people ran fans. Or I remember having a white noise machine in the bedroom that could do like waterfall. But all it was a static kind of noise. It's also easy for us to find exactly what we want now. So take advantage of that. And if you want to listen to white noise, you can even find it on YouTube. Listen to any moving water, such as an ocean, a river, a stream, or waterfall. And you can also listen to those as a recording if you cannot get out to these yourself. It's joyful to be able to do that, but we can't always take a trip, even living near the ocean. Can't spend all day there. So sometimes we have to listen to the recording of the ocean. And finally, listen to the body scan meditation that I have. It's got the ocean in the background. Or you could listen to a guided muscle relaxation audio. If you want that body scan meditation of mine, you can go to anxietycoachespodcast.com. It's on there's a body scan page there for you. And I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Now let's turn to using your sense of taste. Let's not forget about the tongue and all of its senses. Find your favorite flavors and experiment and try new ones. Try savoring a piece of fruit. Eat it slowly. See how it feels to chew gum or suck on a hard candy or sip herbal tea and decaf coffees. And enjoy the coolness of iced drinks on a hot day or a hot drink on a cold day. Use your sense of taste to soothe yourself, to remind yourself that this is good, things are okay. Some self-soothing behaviors are healthier than others. Eating ice cream when you're sad or biting your nails when you're afraid may be your default, but it may not be the best choice. So make notes about your current ways of soothing in your journal, and then identify others from the things that we have talked about here today. See if there are some other ways that you could soothe yourself instead of, like I said, eating ice cream when you're sad or biting your nails when you are afraid. So I'm going to give you some feelings. You can jot these down in your journal. And I would like you to consider the ways that you can soothe yourself when these feelings arise. Because we may want to do different things for different ways that we are feeling. Let's look at how we might soothe ourselves with anger, When do you feel angry? And how might you be able to soothe yourself? How about being sad? Scared? Lonely? Ashamed? Unloved? Anxious? And disappointed? So jot those down in your journal and think of ways that you can soothe yourself when you are experiencing those feelings. I'm going to give you some ideas here, and maybe you can jot these next to the ones that you would want to do, or come back to this and see where you can match these up, the feelings with these ways of soothing. So, you know, making art or writing can be very helpful when we are trying to make a shift in how we're feeling, or even to understand how we are feeling. And some of those ways would be things like journaling. You know, I'm not going to get on my journaling soapbox here, but you know how I feel about it. I love the act of having a pen or pencil, crayon, paintbrush, whatever, in your hand. This works our brain a little bit differently. So try journaling. Try writing some poetry or plays. I have a member in my group coaching membership that writes plays. To me, that's so delightful and awesome. It's something I've never done, so I'm quite impressed. Or short stories. You might like writing music. Simply drawing or coloring, painting, working with clay or Play-Doh or putty, beading, again, we're using our hands, jewelry making, sewing, crafts, knitting, needlepoint, doodling, I'm a big doodler, mandalas that can be so beautiful, draw them and then color them in, and even cooking. It can be an artistic way of expressing your feelings or shifting your feeling. Now, how about if we move on to some ideas for self-soothing around movement? Getting the body up out of the computer chair or off the couch is a way to start. Maybe you would like to dance, walk, run, ride a bike, do yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, boxing or kickboxing, any sport that you like. How about any of the other martial arts? I don't even know them all to list them. Swimming, water aerobics. Take the kids and the dog outside. Go to the park, even just for a walk. Or go take a hike. Walk the nature trail or explore the woods. Move your body. Get it up out of that chair. Move it. We spend a lot of time sitting. And I don't think just standing in front of the computer is the answer. Although moving from sitting to standing many times a day is a good thing. Maybe you could do a little stretching in there in between. Or some Tai Chi warm-ups. Now, another way to be able to soothe yourself and maybe change the direction that the mind was going is through relaxation. The breathing, the belly breathing, can be a remarkable shift, and it's so easy to do. You can do this even in the middle of a business meeting. No one needs to know. But if you practice it at home, if you practice it with your meditation practice, you will be able to call it up at any time during the day that you need it. But please practice, practice, practice during your meditation, that relaxing the belly and letting your exhale be longer and slower. Until you try it, you don't know how remarkable it can be. You could do a body scan. I mentioned my body scan earlier. You could do progressive muscle relaxation, which is a beautiful thing to be able to do. And Herbert Benson really laid all that out back in the day. It was the start of relaxation. Mindfulness or other meditations. So again, I'm hoping that that's part of your daily routine, but you could try prayer and reading, And even just being with a relaxing cup of something warm, being there with it, just relaxing. And using any of your aromatherapy, your lavender, let's say, as you are at your desk, you could have that be a part of either your breathing or just something that you like to wear to remind yourself when you smell that beautiful lavender that, yes, I can relax. Talking is another thing you could do. You could be venting your feelings. You could do that in our Anxiety Coaches Podcast Facebook group. You could talk to a friend. You could talk to a coach or a counselor. You can call a hotline. You can speak out on the behalf of others. If you feel the urge for your voice to be heard, that may be your mode of switching off from distress into self-soothing and taking care of yourself. And finally, music. Listening to music, singing, playing music, writing music, compiling playlists, whistling, humming. These are remarkable ways of shifting your nervous system into a self-soothed state. So write out your action plan for using your senses. And keep it handy. Keep it on your phone or in your notes or whatever. Keep it on the fridge and use it. Again, we just need to keep practicing these things. You guys got it. Thanks for being here with me. And now for today's quote. Learn to be calm and you will always be happy. And that's from Paramahansa Yogananda. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.